Hello, hello. This is June 30th, 1971. Interview with Mr. Otis Philbrick, Mrs. Philbrick present, and Mrs. Tyler. And my name is Robert Brown. Mr. Philbrick, I like to begin by sort of starting at what you might consider the beginnings of not only your childhood, but of your inclinations toward art. Could you perhaps discuss something of your upbringing and particularly emphasize things that may have led to your involvement with art, to your becoming an artist?
Well, we moved from the city to a 5-acre place in South Weymouth when I was about 9 years old. And we were right across the street from a big lake. We always had 2 or 3 cows, hens, and a pig, and there were meadows, and we had a woodlot, and there were stone walls. And I got interested very early in nature. I liked to fish and hunt and even trap. I spent a lot of time in the woods, and I think I wished more than anything else that I had been an Indian. And later on, I wished I could go down Maine, be a Maine guide. And then I ran across Thoreau, and it changed my whole attitude toward the woods. I found there was a kind of philosophy about nature that I had been missing, and I wasn't so anxious then to hunt or trap. I was more interested in walking and looking and thinking. It made a great change in me. I did begin to draw quite early. I think the first drawings I made, and this would be, I think, criticized by teachers today, were copies from cartoons in the newspapers. Principally, I'm sure, because those cartoons were drawn with lines that seemed to get you to want to copy them. Most of the other things were photographs in newspapers, but lines, they attracted me. And then I began to draw the dogs and the cows and trees. I did it without thinking about art at all. I just did it because it was something to do and I liked to do it. Then I noticed that once in a while my father, who was a machinist and worked in Boston, went to Boston every day, he'd pick them up once in a while, put them in his pocket. And I found out he was showing them to his friends around in Boston. And that made me feel that there was something there that was a little bit important. Anyway, it made me feel a little proud and interested. And then when we moved from Cambridge, where I went to the 5th grade in a big crowd of students and learned absolutely nothing, we went to a 1-room, 5-grade schoolhouse. And there I went ahead and loved it. And the teacher found out I could draw. And so at Christmas time, she had me draw Santa Claus and his reindeer all around the room on the blackboard. And that set me up. That made me feel that the drawing was something. And then I used to make drawings of frogs and things, and I found some of my schoolmates wanted them. They wanted to keep them. That made a difference. But I still went on drawing just as something that was fun, really. I'd go fishing a good deal, and I'd take a sketchbook along and a fishing pole and either draw pond lilies or trees or things or fish or both. But still it didn't seem like anything terribly important to me. We had a rather nice small library in South Weymouth, where we were. There weren't more than 2 books on art, and at that time very few of the books had good reproductions of art. There weren't any color reproductions at all. And I never saw a good original oil painting until I went to Boston to art school. But I did at the library have an opportunity to see great masterpieces of writing. And I had a kind of inclination about being a writer at that time, too. That seemed